The signals have been there, hiding in plain sight since the new Packers president, Ed Policy, said in June, no extensions for LaFleur or Gutekunst before the end of the 2025 season, and I don't like lame duck arrangements. Well, they're signed through 2026, so they're either getting new contracts or they're going to be gone after the season. And until the Packers tell us what they're going to do, we don't know what they're going to do. Is getting to the playoffs enough? And without that seventh playoff spot, the Packers, who have been the seventh seed for the last 3 years in the NFC, they'd be on a four-year streak of no playoffs. LaFleur would already be gone.
That's Mike Florio today.
He was on the muscle.
Giving plenty of oxygen to stuff that we saw in the ether yesterday, and neither one of us gave a lot of credence to this idea that if Matt LaFleur loses on Saturday night, his run as Packers coach could be over so they could go get John Harbaugh.
We did give a lot of Clearwater and revival to it, but no credence. It's very weird to, because Schefter had reported that there were, at the time, there were six openings.
Yeah.
And that seven teams had reached out to John Harbaugh. And
that leaves one with a coach.
Right. That means that somebody's got a coach that they're like, hey, we would like to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Considering LaFleur's record in Green Bay,
it's crazy to me.
He's won at, what, a 65% clip
up
there?
And dominated the Bears, but won at a very high clip, successfully navigated the ugliness of the end of Aaron Rodgers and the beginning of Jordan Love. He's got, I mean, he and Love clearly have a thing. He's shown an ability to stay in games and battle, even with Malik Willis. Like,
is 3-5 in playoffs, though.
Okay. All right. I mean, do what you want. Do what you want, Green Bay. I mean, here's the other thing about Harbaugh. Clearly a very good CEO. But that's what you're getting, and you're not getting an offensive mind or a defensive mind still. You're getting a special teams roots guy with 18 years as a CEO, but as a partner with a really good front office with Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta and everybody. You know, I don't know that I sign up for that, to be honest.
It's an interesting little backdrop, and I'm sure that everyone will be reporting on it as we get closer to kickoff. But the idea of, could this be the way that he keeps or loses his job?
I mean, I guess that's what Sunday night was for John Harbaugh.
And maybe for Mike Tomlin, too. We don't know. Like, if it had gone the other way,
bananas.
Is that whole thing over with there in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
So this thing, I guess you can look at it this way. You could go, well, while you were in charge of the Packers, I saw the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bears pass you up in different seasons. I saw the Vikings have the second best record in the NFL last season.
That's a good point.
I saw the Lions continue to win divisions, and I saw the Bears come out of nowhere and be the number two seed.
You're right. The last 3 years, those three teams have taken turns at times being the class of the division. Right? In terms of being the top, and it hasn't been you.
And if we go back to the beginning of the season, and they make an all-in move, Goody makes an all-in move to bring in Micah Parsons, and for the most part, it worked. But if we go back to week two, there were Packers players talking about going undefeated. And luckily, Matt LaFleur was the voice of reason, being like, guys, we have played two games. What are we doing here? But you had the team that most people thought was going to
dominate the NFC.
Yep.
Run away and hide from the NFC.
And then you have that fart of a football game against Dallas where you end up tying with them, which is the difference between you being in the playoffs and you not being in the playoffs.
Thanks, Fluce.
Yeah, way to go, Fluce.
Yeah, Fluce.
Has Fluce gotten hired to be Matt Nagy's defensive coordinator in Tennessee yet? I want that so bad, mostly for Ryan Poorth.
Who doesn't want all the best for Ryan Poorth? And that seems like it would be just the best case scenario. But, like, wouldn't he follow Matt LaFleur? They're such good buddies watching college hoops together.
They'd love to have a couple of vodka tonics together and watch a little Marquette basketball, don't they?
How about Matt LaFleur, offensive coordinator under Matt Nagy, with Matt Eberflus, defensive coordinator? Get all your mats together. Put all of them there. Let's go.
Well, if Matt LaFleur goes from the Packers, the Titans would sweep him up in a heartbeat.
A
right?
Number of teams would.
Yeah.
If they would try to.
A big pile of teams. Speaking of Ryan Porth, have you shared that that exclusive photo that you found?
The Photoshop?
Of Ryan?
Let's call it a Photoshop.
Is it a Photoshop? I don't know that it was.
I can't tell anymore.
I can't tell either.
It might be AI. All right, but either way, that's not the number one story here. The number one story is Matt LaFleur and your correct contextualization of what it might be like from Carmen Policy's son's perspective up there as the Green Bay boss.
I'm watching Sam Darnold go out here and win 14 games.
Sure, sure. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and you are not winning 14 games. Here's Matt LaFleur today when talking about the rival. How does he feel with a whole bunch of Janets sometimes around him?
I know from afar everybody knows the Bears-Packers rivalry, but when you first got here, was there a moment when, you know, whether it was somebody in town or somebody around where you went, oh my God, this is a big deal here?
Yeah, probably that first summer when I went down to Lake Geneva and I was like, we're in Wisconsin, and saw all these Bears fans and giving me a hard time. So I also think, just when I think back, that was my first game here as a head coach in 2019 to kick off the season. I just think back to that atmosphere, how crazy, and just the anticipation for the game. It was a great atmosphere.
That sucks, because that's the game when the hopes and dreams of 2019 were dispelled like a fart.
That's the game where Matt Nagy dressed up as George Halas.
Oh.
And then they scored, what, 3 points in that game?
Yeah, 10-3 is your final. The Bears went up 3-0.
It was really, really awful.
It was awful.
And Lake Geneva is another one of those battleground cities between the two teams. You know, it's like Rockford. I mean, it's nicer than Rockford. But it's like Rockford in the way that's where a lot of Bears fans congregate, and that's where a lot of Packers fans congregate.
Shout out to those Bears fans giving Matt LaFleur a hard time in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, just trying to have a vodka soda up at the Geneva Inn, or have a nice little fish and chips there at Popeyes, and some Bears fans going up to him.
Way to go.
His day.
Way to go, Bears fans.
That's good effort.
That's good effort. You're on our team.
I enjoy the local references. Those are good.
Yeah, what do you say we do? We reenact Sherman's March to the Sea from Lake Geneva all the way up to Green Bay if the Bears win this game. Who's with me? Who's with me?
I mean, it took them a long time to recover.
Yeah, that's true.
One would argue that they still haven't.
Down in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's maybe a bad idea. We can just go back to harassment at Popeyes. We can keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay.